I want to preface an area that, as I was praying, inquiring of the Lord the other day about what do you want to do to end the year? You know, what would you want to bring to your people? What would you want to just let, like, kind of release to them so they have something to walk away with saying, you know, we're done and I'm going forward, that kind of idea. Because we need to move from one season to another, and we need to do it well. And we don't, you know, we're already dealing with clutter, so we don't have to deal with that. We've already dealt with that. But I want to preface the verse that I woke up with at 1:30 in the morning when I was praying. I went to sleep and I woke back up and a verse was immediately on my mind, and that's what we're going to talk about a little bit this morning. But I want to make enough time this morning for us to end this year before the Lord. So I'm going to go really fast. It's almost impossible for me, but it'll happen. I just want to preface this with the story of Jehoshaphat. Not all his life, just one area. And the one area was that Moab and Ammon and another smaller group that was joined with them all of a sudden decided they're going to make war against Judah. Some people hear about it. They come running to Jehoshaphat and tell him, which he's king of Judah, and they come and they say, there is a huge people coming against us. Jehoshaphat just literally says he was afraid. He said, I don't know what to do with this. They're even, you know, as he goes before the Lord, that's even what he says. I don't know what to do with this. We find ourselves there. That's a picture of our lives. A long time, we come into a place where we said, I don't know what to do with this. You know, things go haywire in our life. Things just mess up and we don't understand why. And we do come to a place where I don't know what to do with this. And so he comes before the Lord. And he says, O Lord of our fathers, art thou not God in the heavens? Are you not the ruler over all the kingdoms of the nations? Power and might are in your hand so that no one can stand against you. Did you not, our God, drive out the inhabitants of this land before this people Israel? And give it to the descendants of Abraham, your friend, forever. They've lived in it. They've built. There's a sanctuary here in your name. Saying, should evil come upon us, the sword or judgment or pestilence or famine, we will stand before this house, before thee, for your name is in this house, and cry to you in our distress, and you'll hear us and deliver us. So this is his cry out before the Lord. He says, I don't understand it, but are you not this same God that has done all these things for us? God hears, as he always does, and he brings a prophet out into the middle. It's funny how that says it. How they ended it, that verse. It says, all Judah was standing there before the Lord, their infants, their wives, and their children. And they're all waiting for a response. All of a sudden, it says, in the midst of the assembly, the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, and the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, and a Levite of the sons of Asaph. And he said, listen, all Judah, the inhabitants of Jerusalem and King Jehoshaphat, this is what the Lord's saying to you. Do not fear or be dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow, go down against them. Just stick this in there for you to take heed of it. He just got done telling him, this is not your battle. This is God's battle. But go out before him. There's action in our faith. God just told him, I'm going to take care of it, but you go out there and position yourself. Literally says that. Tomorrow, go down against them. Behold, they'll come up. He even tells them where they're going to be exactly. Not that they can go fight them, but that they can go watch. That's interesting. They'll come up by the ascent of Ziz, and you will find them at the end of the valley in front of the wilderness of Jeruel. You need not fight in this battle. Station yourselves, stand, and see the salvation of the Lord on your behalf, O Judah and Jerusalem. Do not fear, do not be dismayed. Tomorrow go out to face him, for the Lord is with you. And he bowed his head with his face to the ground, Jehoshaphat. All Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell down before the Lord and worshipped him. And the Levites from the sons of the Kehathites and the sons of all those stood up at the praise. They stood up and praised the Lord God of Israel with a very loud voice. This is before they were to go out. They didn't wait till they saw the winnings. They went ahead with faith and already declared they won with a loud voice. And I'll read this because I love this part. They rose early in the morning, went out to the wilderness of Tekoa, and when they sent out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Listen to me, Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem. Put your trust in the Lord your God, and you will be established. Put your trust in his prophets and succeed." In other words, put your faith in the word of the Lord. Trust him. And it goes on and says that they defeated each other. They began to battle. The Lord brought all kinds of derision among them. And it says, finally, when it was almost over, they just went ahead and fought each other till they killed each other. And Judah didn't raise a hand. And it says that there were so much provision left over from all that it took them 3 days to work through it. And the fourth day, they all met in the valley called Blessed, because God had just blessed them. The word that I want you to hear out of that is trust. They came trusting God. They did what God said. They stood and they watched God defeat their enemies. We're going into a new year, and we say this all the time. We don't know what's coming. We know we're living in perilous times. We know that. We see it every day. Some of it's true, what you see in the news. Some of it's not. But we know that the enemy's at work. We know that God's going to shake. He's already begun. We know that. Scripture tells us. When these times come upon us, he will shake it. He's going to make sure that the enemy is shook. And those who stand and watch will be just fine. But it comes out of trusting him. If we don't trust him, we're going to be in fear. Just like Jehoshaphat. We don't know what's going to happen. What do we do? What do we do? And he just says, well, trust me. No matter what, trust me. The verse that, let's see here, I'll try to get quick. The verse that came on my mind when I woke up at 1:30 after praying, what do you want to do? It was a little sobering. It's a pretty sobering statement of Jesus. But after he took me through this Jehoshaphat area, let me see that the faith, that he called the people into faith so they would trust him with a whole heart. He didn't tell them lay in their homes. He said, go out and do what you're supposed to do. Go out in front of them. There's action to this thing of faith. We must stand up in it. We must do what we're told to do, but do what you're told to do by the Lord, not any more, not any less. You can trust him that way. You told me to do this, I'll do it. Well, Jesus says in this passage, this is a little sobering. It's where he tells him, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father, mother, wife, children, brothers, sisters, yes, and even his own life, and that's key to this whole chapter, in his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Which one of you, when he wants to build a tower, does not first sit down, calculate the cost, to see if he has enough to complete it? Otherwise, when he's laid a foundation and is not able to finish it, all who observe it will begin to ridicule him, saying, this man began to build but was not able to finish. Can I just throw something out before you? You know why the church is ridiculed so much in the world? We know we're going to be persecuted. We know that because we stand for the living God. But there's another reason. It's because we start strong and we finish weak. The church does not stay the course. The body of believers, we believe until things get hard and we shrink back. And we wonder, are you gonna come through for me? The world sees that. And they mock the Christian religion. because they see that, well, they say this, but they don't really do that. This is what they say, but they don't do it. Jesus said, you can't follow me if that's the mindset you have. He's calling us into faith, trust, complete trust, convinced of truth. That's believing, that's faith, being convinced of truth, so that when the hard times come, we don't shrink back. We stand firm. When he says hate there in that verse, it simply means if you prefer anything above me. Because you know, he knew how much we love us, how much we love our stuff, and how much we love things that are enjoyable and pleasurable. He's simply saying there, if you prefer those ahead of me, you can't follow me. You can't follow me like you're saying you are. It doesn't work like that. Two verses, or two little stories that are very much in the vein of this. He just reminded me before I left the house this morning. One of them is that Job says the very thing. You know, no matter what he does, though he slay me, what? Yet I'll trust him. That's what Jesus is talking about. It's a matter of trust. Will I give myself to him with a whole heart? And that seems hard to us. It really is a hard passage. It's a hard one to digest. But when we come out away from looking at Jehoshaphat, all he said was just trust me with a whole heart and watch what I do for you. So see, we don't have to fear about coming into that place of, I trust you with my whole heart. Really what it comes down to in our language is, are we all in? Are we all into this thing? Or do we just name it on Sundays? Do we just name it when things feel good? Are we in this thing when things are not so easy? Are we all in? You think about what that is. What is it in a sense of in gambling? I mean, they use that. I'm all in. Shove all the chips to the center. I may win, might lose. What did three guys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, what did they say? What did they tell the king? We believe that he's going to preserve us. But if he doesn't, we want you to know we will not go after your God. We will still serve our God, even to death. That's what Jesus is talking about. Trust. Because if we trust, we can walk it through. We can shove all the chips to the center. We can bring it all to the center and just say, you know what, it's all or nothing. I'm either going to walk with him, and if I fail because somebody takes me out or something happens, it doesn't matter. That's where I'm going to end up. My end days are going to be right there. The last moment I breathe, I'm going to be all in. I'm not going back. I'm not shrinking back. What you say is true. I believe what you say. That's where I'm going, following you all the way through. It's not a hard thing if you learn to trust him. If we learn to trust him, then it's not a hard thing to say, I'm all in. If you can't trust him, that's a hard thing to say. Because when the tough times come, it's like, oh, man, now what? I know there's people in here who have come to that place in their life, and they're facing that place right now, that things that I've never had to face before. But I'm looking at them, and I'm seeing them, and they're standing before the Lord saying, though this thing slays me, yet will I trust you. I will not stop. I will not look back. We've got to go into a new season with that in mind, that heart in mind. If we're going to go into a new season and we're going to find the things that Vicki talked about, you know, you find yourself pregnant with things that are, God's doing things and we want to see that fulfilled. We want to bring it to the fullness to where it births out. We want to see that. We can't see it if we don't trust him with a whole heart. We can't. We'll fall short. We'll just quit somewhere along the line. And the birthing will never come. That's not what we want. That's not who we are. We're not those who shrink back, Paul said. We're not those. We're going to stay the course. We're going to walk this thing through. What I want to do is, if I can have someone, is there someone in the worship team close by? You in my hearing somewhere? I would just like somebody to either, you could either just start the machine, you know, start the keyboard and just let it sit there if you want. Yeah, it can hum, whatever. I don't mind if that's what it is. I just want us to be able to take a few minutes. We have a message from Apostle Clay that we're going to play at the end, that he has sent us a video. But in that time, these next few minutes, maybe 10, whatever, 15 minutes, I want us to be able to go into a time where we just go before the Lord. Just you and him. It doesn't matter what it looks like. If you want to make that chair your altar, that's fine. But I want us to go before him as we walk out of this past season. Brush the clutter together. We've already dealt with the clutter. And now I want us to get with him and begin to lay down. And these are some of the things. If we're going to end well, to begin well, then I want us to just search our hearts. Psalm 139, you know, the psalmist tells us, oh, search my heart, O God. See if there's any wicked way in me. I want us to do that for the next few minutes. Take time to go before the Lord and let him search your heart. Are there things in your finances that you haven't dealt with, you haven't taken care of, you haven't put in order? See, those things are important to God. They're important to God that you walk your life in the order that he has given. It's important to him. Family relationships. See, because you come into fullness of obedience doesn't mean that the other one will respond, but you've got to come clean first before they can. Maybe that's sometimes I've found with my wife as we've walked through 40 years of marriage. There's times where I've locked myself out of blessing because I've held something and didn't make it right with her. And she can't be who she's supposed to be for me if I block her out. I have to be right with the thing. I need to lay the stuff down. In this time, go before the Lord. Ask him, search my heart. Am I withholding someone else's blessing because I've held something against them? Family, work relationships. Every area of life, there are places where we need to search our hearts. Let God search your heart. Let him bring things to mind. And if you need to deal with them, this is the time. We can end well. If there are frustrations towards people, situations, even church situations, if there's things that you have against another, man, just let him bring you to the place where you can say, man, I've been meaning to talk to you about this. You hurt me when you said that. It could be a year ago. Let's get that stuff off. Let's straighten all this stuff out. Let's push it all in and say, Lord, I trust you. Even if I have to grovel on my hands and knees because I don't want to ask forgiveness. Maybe that's all it takes for your life to begin to blossom under the Lord. He told me a long time ago, he showed me a picture. I saw the picture. I didn't know what it was about. And it was a bunch of God's people. I knew it was his people. And they were all in a cage, like a jail cell. And I asked him, I said, Lord, what are they in there? I know they're not bad people. What are they in there for? And where's the key to get them out? He said, the door's not locked. They put themselves in a prison of their own making. All I have to do to come out of that is to get right before the Lord and get right before people. So I'm just giving you that opportunity this morning. I just knew the Lord told me last week. He gave me that verse, and I looked at it, and I searched it. because it seems so harsh. But if we come to a place of trust, it's not hard to go all in. And that's all he's asking. Will you come all in with me? I'll do the rest. I'll take care of the battle. You just position yourself in a way that I can bless you. So if you would, let's just take a few minutes, do that, and at the end, we'll come together and we'll watch the video.
It ever true, change my heart, oh God. May I be like you, change my heart, oh God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, oh God. May I be like you. You're the potter, I am clay. Mold me and this is what I pray. Change my heart, oh God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, oh God. May I be like. Change my heart, oh God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, oh God. May I be like you. You are the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me. This is what I pray. You are the potter. I am the clay. Mold me and make me. This is what I pray. Change my heart, oh God. Make it ever true. Make me new, Change my heart, oh God. May I be like you. For you are my righteousness. There is none like you, change my heart, oh God, may I be like you. Change my heart, oh God. May I be like.